عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. What time is iftar? Yeah. 45. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. When we discuss Akhirah, Jannah, Jahannam, when we discuss Dunya, then many a times we get a wrong impression, as if this Dunya was created solely for the Kuffar. Because we hear very often that as far as this Dunya is concerned, Ad-Dunya Sijnul Mu'min, it is a prison for the believers and it is Jannat for the kafir. So we get the impression that this dunya is now for the kuffar, the Muslims, the believers have got nothing to do with it, they must have no association with it of any kind, they must distance themselves altogether from this dunya, whereas they cannot do that, they know they cannot do that. That is when all kinds of doubts creep into the minds. As they say that many people, they say dunya ko maro lat. So my Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says, agar khane peene ka naam dunya hai and you say dunya ko maro lat, so you won't even have the strength to give that lat and the kick if there's no food in your stomach. If there's no food in the stomach, then and there's no strength in the body, where will you have the strength to kick that dunya? So therefore I've explained many times that dunya is not the name of gold, silver, home, car. But when these things divert us from the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, then it becomes dunya. And unfortunately that is our condition, that we have given our hearts to dunya. We must not give our hearts. Our association must be like the example that I gave some time back, like that of those envelopes that we now have. In those days there was only one kind of envelope, that if you stick it, after that it's finished. You'll have to tear open that envelope, then only you can remove that letter from inside there. Those were the kinds of envelopes we used to get before. However, at present we know that there are also envelopes which you can open and seal again, open and seal again. That you can seal it too, but you can open it too. That means there is a very mild attachment. It's not a very, very strong attachment. It's not a kind of attachment that now it will tear open, but it won't open it without that. So like that, with the dunya, we have to have a kind of attachment. We will have some kind of attachment with our clothes, with our homes, with our businesses, with our wives, with our children, with everyone. However, that attachment must be like that, that the person must not give his heart solely and wholly to this dunya and the material things and the people of this world, because then it's going to become extremely difficult to leave this world. The real reason why we do not want to even think of the akhirat, we do not want to even think of jannat, we do not want to think of the bounties and ni'mats which of Jannat, which ma la aynun ra'at wa la uzunun samiat wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, the thought also didn't cross anybody's mind. The reason why we don't want to think so far is because what we have in this world, the person who doesn't have anything is in a shack and is unemployed also, is just given a few crumbs or a few cents from somewhere or just something to eat and go to bed, then that person is not going to be seriously attached to that shed and to that shack and to that hut. To him it means nothing whether he lives or he goes. But those of us who have been blessed with plentiful, so then our hearts become attached. Many of the people around the world whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave affluency, and they've got plentiful and they've built big, big mansions, big, big bungalows, big, big homes and big, big factories and industries and all they are running. And they've got plenty of gold, silver and everything and investments. So then there's nothing wrong if it came through the halal means and the person is using it correctly. But the point that I'm getting across to you is when this person every night he looks at his house, or every day when he looks at his car, or when he looks at his bank balances and his investments and all the luxuries and all the material things of this world, when he looks at that, so the heart now does not want to think of the akhirah, because the person thinks that how am I going to leave all these things and go from this world. Now he truly believes that all the happiness and all the best is being given already to me in this world, so why must I think of the akhirah? That is where the diversion comes. That is where the person then begins to engage and indulge in those kind of sins which destroys the person. And one of the major sins which we don't even consider as a sin is hubbud dunya, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that this hubbud dunya, the love of this world, it is the root cause of all sins. That after that the person goes on to different lines. Then there's stealing, then there's fraud, then there's corruption, thereafter there's greed, thereafter there is adultery, fornication, and all kinds of things after that, because of this hub and love of this dunya. So that is what we have been prohibited from, to have that kind of love of this dunya, that it makes us forget the akhirat, makes us forget the hereafter. And the Quran Sharif, see, when we are reciting, how many ayat upon ayat Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is reminding us that these are my favors upon you. I have given you this, I have given you that, I have given you that. Like a little while ago we heard, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, which in effect means that if a person has to just count and enumerate the blessings and ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he will never ever be able to do it. How can we ever do it? This breathing of ours, our heart, liver, lungs, and all the ni'mats and bounties which you always talk about. Then look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioning about the waters of the ocean. Now if there was no waters of the ocean, was it easy to bring our goods from China and from Japan, from America and other parts of the world? Was it easy to send from here? Through which roads we would have sent all these things? Look at Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Qudrat, that He created such a mighty ocean. Does any human being have that capacity to make such kind of oceans? And then again Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala put what kind of fish inside there. And then the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything Allah Ta'ala says, He subjugated it to us. So it is not only for the kuffar. The kuffar are enjoying it because there are Muslims and believers. I mentioned this many times. The kuffar, it was not created for them. We say that it is sijnul mu'min in the sense that in a prison, at present lots of people are going to the prison to see how prisoners live inside there. So how do prisoners live? That there is a regulation, they are disciplined, they must get up at a certain time, their meals will be served at a certain time, they can only wear certain kind of clothes in the prison. You can't go away, wear your time to shine three-piece suits inside the prison. When the time to shine three pieces came out, it was a craze in our school days. So now in the prison, the person can't start wearing all that, whatever he likes to wear. Even his food, he can't say, well, I like to eat my biryani and chicken and mutton every day. There's regulation. Everything is regulated. So a Muslim, that is what it means, that it is a prison for him. Does not mean Allah Ta'ala said, now you mustn't eat, mustn't drink, nothing, mustn't make use of anything of this dunya. But make use of it in a disciplined manner. Make use of it in a manner that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you'll be regulated. A Muslim will have to get up, like how that prisoner has to get up certain time, otherwise they will give a good hiding to him. Like that Muslim will have to get up before the sun rises and then make his namaz. And if he's an adult male person, if he's got no excuse, then he must go and make namaz with jamaat. That is the regulation, that the person must go now, go from his home, come out from there and go to the masjid and go and make namaz there. Like how those prisoners, if there is some kind of drill and exercise that they have to participate in, then they must come out at that time. Everybody can't relax and say, no, but I like to get up 7 o'clock, I like to get up 6 o'clock or 10 o'clock. So like that, that's the regulation. Now get up at that time. Rise before the sun has risen. As I always say, we talk a lot about rising of the sun. That is, we want to hear about the rise of Islam. But we can't rise until the sun has risen. Many of us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us maaf for whatever mistakes we may have made. But many of us used to place our alarm clocks, 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock, depends what day it is. If it is school day, then we put it early because we've got to get up early. And if it's not the school day, then put it 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. If it's holiday time, then don't even bother. So that is not a Muslim. A Muslim has got time that he must get up at this time. There will be Zohar time. The Muslim can only wear certain kind of clothes. The Muslim can only eat certain kinds of foods. The Muslim can only marry certain women. The Muslim cannot go across the board in many. That is his regulation. Now, if he abides by that, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him one jannat here and one jannat in the akhirah. Even this world, Allah ta'ala will give him sukoon in his heart, tranquility, peace, contentment, satisfaction. It will be as if he is in jannat. His wife and his children, if they also practice on the Sharia and the Quran and Sunnah, then the homes will also become jannat on earth, which unfortunately today have become hellfire on earth. There are many people cannot even go to their houses. The amount of war that's carrying on. So therefore, we must not think that because it is told that this dunya is jannat for the kuffar, so now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala prohibited everything for the Muslims. Allah ta'ala made so many things halal, so many things halal. In fact, very few things are haram. Most of it is all halal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, look at how many things He gave us. In one bayan I mentioned that if you have to look at the meat or the flesh of animals, how many kinds of animals Allah ta'ala made halal. The camel halal, the goat halal, the sheep halal. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the buck halal and so many different kinds of things halal. If you look at the fish of the sea, the fish of the sea Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made halal. How many different kinds of fish too. Yes, Allah ta'ala could have just said, for the Muslims and for the believers, you must go to the seaside and catch one particular kind of fish only. That is halal. Now, how many of us would have been able to get fish then? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in fruits, He made everything halal. All kinds of fruits, eat. Look at the vegetable, everything halal. So Allah ta'ala is so loving, so merciful, so kind, so forgiving, so generous. Allah ta'ala wants us to make use of His ni'mats. But for what must we make use of it? Is it right that we eat all these things and when strength come in the body, then we think of illicit beloveds? When strength come in the body, then we think of casinos, discos, rave clubs. Then we think of all the other haram. So the shukr, therefore we came across that ayat of shukr a little while ago, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, la in shakartum la azidannakum wa la in kafartum inna azabi la shadeed. Azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to be very shadeed, very strong. If we are going to make kufran of ni'mat, we are going to be ungrateful. But if you're going to make shukar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will increase the ni'mats and bounties. So therefore, in this month of Ramadan, let us make sincere tawbah from all our sins. Ask Allah ta'ala for total forgiveness. And ask Allah ta'ala to give us the himmat, the courage and the strength to worship Him and Him alone, to be obedient to Him and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. How many minutes left? اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah. This Mubarak day of Ramadan, my beloved Allah, at this Mubarak time of Iftar, after the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we have extended our begging bowls before you. My beloved Allah, there is no one for us besides you. The more we beg of you, the more happy and pleased you become. If we do not beg of you, you become displeased. Your treasures are unlimited, my beloved Allah. Therefore, we seek from your unlimited treasures of forgiveness to forgive each and every one of us. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, bless them with plenty full of halal rizq and sustenance. My beloved Allah, those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have gone for umrah, make their umrahs maqbool and mabrur. Those who are planning for hajj, remove all obstacles from their path. Make their hajj easy and maqbool. My beloved Allah, those who have no children, bless them with pious children, healthy children. Those who have children, make their children pious and righteous, obedient to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. When the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Let our death be a death that is pleasing to you. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. If it is not muqaddar and destined there, wherever it may be, let it be a death of barakat. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, all his life he made duas for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, all the corruption that he asked for protection from, protect us and the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat. Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. My beloved Allah, accept our fast, our tilawat, our zakat, our zikr, our ibadat, although it's not worthy of presentation before you. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.